Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
It's time for What's It? Boys 3, girls 2. It's time for What's It? For the month of Feb. The time is 8:14. And a new girl today. Who is she, Arlene?
My new girl today is Laura McDonald from Edinburgh. She's 38. She has a boyfriend, Mark, and one child. And she is the owner and runner of the wee cafe, Laura's Kitchen.
All right, where's that about then, Laura?
It's in William Street.
Okay, well, that's in the West End, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, and what do you sell?
Oh, many, many things. Home baking, soups, baked potatoes, panini, salad boxes.
She's a busy lady.
Sounds absolutely fantastic. Well, listen, we'll thank you for dragging yourself away from the cooking this morning and representing the ladies of Edinburgh, the Lothians and Fife. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you, Laura. Arlene will describe some words if you want to guess what those words are. You can guess as often as you like at each word. We don't have to accept your first answer, so you can keep guessing. Mm-hmm. And if you get stuck, say, what's it? And we can move on, but you can only use that lifeline once in your time. OK, Laura?
Okay.
Right, best of luck. 30 seconds for the girls. Arlene, your time starts now.
During World War II, on Christmas Day, the enemy decided to have this so they could play football in no man's land. It's when someone holds up a white flag, it's a what?
Surrender.
No, it's when they both agree.
What's it?
Okay. If I bought a jumper, I don't like it, I'd take it back to the shop for this.
Refund.
Yes. Musical statues, you have to do this when the music stops.
Stand still.
Yep. I sneeze a lot during hay fever season because I have this.
Allergy.
Yes. Oh.
Time's up. That first one, quite a hard word to describe. It was truce.
I thought that afterwards.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when they have it was World War I, Arlene.
It was World War I.
Right,
it was one.
Refund still and allergy, you scored 3 points, Laura.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Doesn't
they
sound,
were difficult, though.
Doesn't sound too confident as we speak to our three-time champ for the boys, Alan Scott, who's 24, from Newton Grange. He's got a girlfriend called Gemma. They've been going out for about a year and a half. And what did you get up to the weekend there, Alan?
Just a quiet one.
Yeah?
Done a wee bit of shopping, a couple of movies, the usual.
What films did you watch at the weekend?
I couldn't even tell you the name of it. It was a prison one, though. That one with Jack McConnell.
Jack McConnell?
Is that the one that Angelina Jolie directed?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Jack McConnell, the former First Minister, isn't it?
It's Jack O'Connell.
All right, not Jack McConnell.
Yes.
I thought, well, maybe that's what Jack's doing these days.
He's in the
now
movies.
He's not First Minister anymore. Right, Alan, we need to score 4 points and we'll get a win, okay?
Okay, okay.
30 seconds, your time starts now. This is the thing that David Beckham used to do better than anybody else from the wing.
Free kicks, cross it.
Cross is right, yeah. He's the actor who plays Sherlock on the telly.
What's it?
Oh, okay. It's a town in the Potteries.
Stoke.
Yeah. You have these at night if you had too much cheese.
Nightmares.
No, the other one. Nice ones. Nice ones of that.
Dreams.
Yeah. If you prang your car, you take it to the garage for what?
Repair.
Yeah,
oh, no!
Bloody hell. It's another win for the boys!
Oh, blimey.
The guy who plays Sherlock on the telly, by the way, Benedict Cumberbatch. Alan, you're unstoppable. 4 wins and the bounce. Are you going to come back tomorrow?
I will, aye.
We'll speak to you then. Have a great day, Alan. Oh, I'm really sorry, Laura.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Listen, have a great day, though. Thanks for
you
being
too.
On.
You too. Thank you.
And boys now lead by 2 points. Boys 4, girls 2 for the month of Feb on What's It. This is 4th One.